Bayfield County Administrator Mark Abels Allison says they'll use the Stark Agency, based out of Madison. He says this has been debated for years, but the decision was made as the county tightens its belt and has less full-time staff available to handle collections.
Obviously, the county is going to continue to do our regular billing. It's only after a point in time where it's clear that we're unable to collect, whether it's fines or forfeitures or other expenses, that we'd be turning it over to this agency.
Abels Allison says the Stark Agency's sophistication comes from their access to various databases that Bayfield County might not have access to or certification for. The agency profits by taking a percentage of each collection.
It varies, and it really depends on the type and the method that they use. Ballpark, I want to say it's in the 20% range.
Abels Allison says the county will have the first shot at collecting debts. Fines won't be sent to the Stark Agency until they figure it's a hardcore case. A Stark Agency representative says they have 19 counties as clients. Wisconsin Counties Association Legislative Director John Reinemann says a majority of Wisconsin counties use similar methods of debt collection.
It's been going on for years because some of these fines and forfeitures are difficult to collect. It's not uncommon for counties who don't have collection staff to turn to a private sector collector.
Reinemann says this very historical trend is not an indicator of a groundswell of privatization of debt collection. Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.